Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talk Stupid to Me. I am Justin
Joe
Emery.
Damon.
Oh, shit.
Here with
Peter Collins.
And I'm Joe Damon.
Today's Friday, so we're bringing you another episode of Lollapalooza.
Show you who's the stupidest guy in the podcast. Asshole.
Yeah.
All right. I got
everyone knows.
I got a stupid story for everybody. Welcome. It's Friday, everyone. Lollapalooza time. So I thought this was like your average story. I think somebody sent this to me. Jen sent this to me. It's it sounds dumb and then it gets stupider. So a California dog missing since the summer is found in Michigan.
Okay.
So I'm thinking,
you know, like Homer Bound kind of thing.
Yeah, I was thinking more like these. It was more like Home Alone. To where they like vacation in Michigan,
yeah,
and they like just left it there and forgot because they're shitty people. Turns out that's not the case. It's weirder than that. Here's why I don't buy it. So the story goes is that they live in San Diego, and then the guy had the dog at work. It's like an auto garage or something.
Yeah,
and it wandered off, and then next thing you know, they find it a year later. Like the Grosse Pointe Animal Adoption Society.
Yeah.
So they had like a chip inside of it. So then they found out where the dog lived.
What kind of dog is it?
See, that was the part that I didn't buy. So here's the story goes this, is that...
It's a little tiny dog.
Well,
it just went... all the way to Michigan.
I wouldn't buy... I can't imagine the scenario, either one. That dog isn't homeward bounding it all the way here. And then number two, they say that the dog was stolen and
sold. Yeah.
Okay. So you say, what kind of dog is it?
Or just stolen. And the people just either were on vacation and stole it and went back home or happened to be moving. So they're like, well, let's steal his dog on our way out. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I get that if it's an expensive dog, and I'm not trying to say that. Listen, I'm not the one that says...
What kind of dog is it?
Listen, some dogs are worth more money than others. You can't say that about people. Okay? I make the rules. Go ahead and try to buy a dog. And
you can say it about people. You just have to add the word net in front of it. You have to say they're net.
Okay? Yeah. Look,
all right.
I'm saying is that go try to buy a dog and then tell me that a terrier, which is what a mixed terrier?
Yeah.
Cheap, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So let me show you a picture of Mishka here.
I'm not fencing dogs or whatever you do.
Here, I mean, I don't know, man. I think there's a video, too. Hold on a second. Look,
Peter. Yeah, it's just a ratty terrier dog, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe I'm being partial because I don't like little white terriers. I think they're, I just want to kick them. I'm sorry. I'm not a violent person, but I just get away from me. Just get away from me, you little shit. I like big dogs with big brains. Small dogs, small brain. I'm an asshole.
So I have
sorry.
A question then.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't think it was stolen and you don't think it ran away, do you think it was just like a strong
breeze or something? Wait. He said it was stolen and sold.
Oh, okay. You just think it was just stolen and not
sold. I think the dog ran away, right? And someone went, cool, dog.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
It's lost.
And
there's nothing.
And then they were like, oh no, it has a collar. They're going to be looking for it. I don't know. Maybe they did sell it, but who buys? Here's my thing. Okay. If you're going to buy a shitty dog.
Right. It wasn't like a French bulldog.
Thank you.
That's what I was expecting you to say.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
it wasn't expensive.
Like one of the trendy dogs right now.
Right. And I'm not trying to put
value.
You
really left us hanging on that,
life
too.
Life is life, you know? Yeah. Well, I'm trying not to sound like a total piece of shit, especially after I said I'd kick your little white dog.
Wow.
I'm not going to hurt it. I just don't like it. Sorry.
I mean, I feel like those dogs are pretty much a dime a dozen.
That's what I'm trying to say.
They're just super available.
It felt terrible when I went to go say it. That's why I was trying to hide it from you.
It's the old, it's like the old lady, old man dog type of thing, maybe.
Yeah.
What's that?
Like hops
like
up
it's
on
the dog like an old lady would have.
Got it. Yeah. Sorry. I was being too literal for a second. I was like, what difference does it make? Now you're being sexist. No, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like grandma's dog.
Peter goes, well, how do you think it teleported? Was that what you wanted me to say?
You just wanted to know. Or something,
strong wind, yeah, the jet stream. I literally thought it got home alone and just left. That's what I think. And then they were just making, oh, yeah, it just must have wandered off. They were like, fuck, we just totally left it at grandma's or whatever.
I mean, you know, people steal ice cream trucks and shit. So.
Those are worth something.
And they're full of ice cream. Dogs are just full of dog food and dog poop.
Dude, that one guy on that video got so mad, like, at us talking about how we didn't know how much the ice cream truck was worth or something like that. Like, yeah. There's worth a lot of money. I'm like, yeah, but that's not funny.
Yeah, I mean, they're worth a lot, but, like, sell it.
And prove to me he stole it for the truck. Yeah. You don't know. He could have wanted the ice cream. Yeah. Mm. This is America.
I'm surprised at some of the comments we get. Some of them are really fucking funny, man. That shit's really good. It's starting to get better, too.
Yeah. Yep. So, speaking of commentary, there's a bunch of people all upset at WhatsApp for implementing some new, like, super subtle update.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
And people are, like, disgusted and uncomfortable with it.
The internet's raging about something, and that doesn't matter. That's wild.
Dude, this is, like, so insignificant. And WhatsApp had to, like, reverse the chain because people got so upset. They capitalized typing and online. So when you see a friend online in WhatsApp,
yeah,
it says online, but it's in all lowercase usually. And now they updated it. It's capital O.
Right, like how I would expect it to be. Yeah. See, I feel like if I never used WhatsApp, but I feel like if I did, that would have always bothered me that those weren't capitalized.
To the point to where you would have complained? Or
I might have said something.
If
a conversation about WhatsApp came up, I would have been like, you know what annoys me about it? But yeah, I wouldn't be going to like change.org or whatever to be start.
Sign Peter's petition.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow.
But and people are getting upset that when someone's replying to them, it lets them know when they're typing out a reply.
Yeah.
And that's capitalized also.
Wait, hold on a second. They're only upset that they can at the capitalization.
Yes.
Did anybody give a reason?
It's uncomfortable, it's disgusting.
No, I mean like one that makes sense.
No.
Okay.
No, other than them just getting like...
Yeah, they just don't like how it looks now.
Internally flustered over the whole just seeing something different.
Like, is it not casual enough for them? Is that like too professional? Like, that reminds me of work and I'm triggered.
Is it taking away for other capitalized things? I know capitalizing certain things has been a thing.
Dude, I don't
know. And I'm not trying to lump it in together, but I'm just trying to make sense of this because this doesn't make any sense to me. Whatever.
Yeah. I totally hear you because it's ridiculous.
Okay. People just think capital letters are aggressive or something.
Is this like an Oxford comma thing or like... I just don't want to know what the argument is. You know? I will argue about anything. Let's go. But
they just want it all all lowercase. No caps.
Okay. So... So someone said, it's making me icky, right? And then
they
a bunch
write
of,
that with a capital I.
No. Oh, no, they did PLS. Please, it's making me icky. Like, change it, you know?
Their diaper? Yeah.
But they did capitalize the P in PLS.
Well, their phone probably automatically.
If you can take your complaint and then like, apply it to your diaper, then it's not a real complaint.
Yeah.
Change it, it's making me icky.
Another said, the introduction of the capital T for typing on WhatsApp has bothered me more than it should.
These sound like yours, like, hey, you know that, like, when you're, like, younger and you're, you know, and you, like, used to invent things that, like, were crazy future? I used to think, man, it would be cool to, like, have, like, a baby translator. This sounds like you gave a baby a fucking translator. I said, so what do you not like about this?
Yeah. Well, here's the one that, like, at least admits it. Okay. Anyone else get irrationally annoyed by a WhatsApp latest iOS update?
Really?
Yeah. So at least they said irrational.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you this happened to me one time. An update really bothered me for a good like week. And now I don't notice it anymore, but they changed it's actually every time they've changed it. Anytime they change like an icon on my phone.
Yeah.
It really fucking bothers me.
It just confuses me for a minute sometimes because I'm like just looking for that orange icon that should be there, but now it's not orange, it's blue or whatever, you know.
If I'm not mistaken, What happened was is that it like not only was it like a different color, but it was gone. So like I don't think it's normally on the home screen. It was like the messages thing, and it was on the home screen, and then they changed the color of it. And then I couldn't find it to put it back like, on the home screen because I was looking for the yellow thing and not the blue thing. Yeah, so I get it, but I didn't cry to fucking Google. Yeah, so now they changed it, you know, or Samsung or whatever it was. You know?
You didn't get on X and like post something about it.
Have they figured out like a new thing for like what they call tweeting yet, or you still tweet on X?
Well, I think we had talked about that like he wanted it to be like you send an X.
Yeah. Oh, send an X?
But that's stupid.
That is stupid. I mean, tweeting on X is like sounds like you're on drugs.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Bro, I'm Xing right now.
Yeah, bro, I was tweeting on X yesterday.
I think people just call them posts now, though.
Oh, posted
like
on X.
Like I posted on X. You know, right?
Okay, posted on Facebook right now. Okay, well, that's a lot of fun nonsense that's happened so far this week. That's stupid. I've got something like really ridiculous to talk about that I thought it was a total joke. It says, woman dies of lead poisoning after using hemorrhoid ointment.
What?
What?
Yeah, I don't know where or why she did this, but she got a Vietnamese hemorrhoid ointment that had a highly dangerous amount of lead.
Yeah.
She put it in her bung hole, and that's where things get absorbed quickly.
Right.
And you should not do that with anything.
Did it work?
Well, she's dead. What do you mean, does she have hemorrhoids? Ooh, I don't know. I didn't look. I'm curious now. I know it made her shit herself.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because that's what happens when you die.
Well,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. I guess it's, you got to make fun of some dead people.
I mean,
she's dumb. This lady's really dumb.
Where'd she get it? She made it? What?
Vietnam.
Did she make her own? Was it like a recipe that she tried to follow?
No. It's like a thing you get in a can. What are they? Wait a minute now. I want to know. Do the Vietnamese people, is this like a Mexican water thing? Can their buttholes just handle lead like a lot?
Probably not.
Who makes
Obviously
this?
Not.
No, I mean, she might not be Vietnamese.
She just might have been using too much or something.
Is this like a recall that they're going to have?
Dose?
I don't know how you get it.
Like hemorrhoid cream may cause like a, you know, coma or something like the hand sanitizer.
I don't know. Did they recall that?
It says.
And 2 years later.
She purchased it through Facebook, you guys.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then it says a relative shipped it to her from Vietnam. And then, yeah, she had lead poisoning and then died. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. These are
and
the
you're
things
making
like
fun of her.
Well, yeah, of course. Can you punish like stupid people like the for her relative? Are because you basically killed her.
There's so many more options, right?
Right.
Is like hemorrhoid cream outlawed there or something? To where you had to order it on Facebook and to your relative's house and then have them send it to you.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like. It just sounds like there's so many more options, like going to a doctor.
And I don't want to get banned because when you start giving health advice, that's what happens. But if I were you, I would much rather just eat a little better.
I mean, I can say, like, don't go for health advice on Facebook is
right.
Something that I can
My health
say.
Advice is to see a medical professional.
Yes.
No lead in the butthole. Don't freeze your legs off. What else?
Yeah.
What are these people doing? Yeah.
Oh, I know. Don't use too much chloroform when you're having sex with an Elvis impersonator.
What? That's really specific.
Yeah, well, how much is like too much at that point? Yeah, what is going on? Who's fucking an Elvis
is that
impersonator?
Real?
They get
a retired
laid?
Chiropractor.
What?
This sounds like a really weird joke. So a retired chiropractor and an Elvis impersonator walk into a bar.
Yeah, apparently, a retired chiropractor from New York recently was having sex with an Elvis impersonator, and in their consensual sex, apparently the people investigating have discovered it was consensual.
Okay.
They were using chloroform, and they overdid it, and Elvis died. Elvis has left the building.
Wow. Why is it always by some crazy thing? Why can't he just die like of natural causes? Why can't you just die from having a good time?
I mean,
Elvis?
The original one was kind of natural. He died pooping on the toilet.
Yeah, he died from constipation. That's sad.
Yeah.
And then chloroform. So that's still a thing, huh?
I guess.
See, that joke's going to come back then? Excuse me, does this smell like chloroform?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a bad joke.
From what I've heard, though, you can't just like walk up to someone with a rag of chloroform. It takes like minutes for someone to pass out from it, I guess. I don't know. I've never...
Unless you use a lot, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. But... So is this like the alternative to like choking?
That's what I was doing.
It's something like that. It's
asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Wow. You got to be really bored with sex at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then you wake up in orgasm or something.
Yeah.
Like, is that the.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll have to try it.
Sometimes you don't wake up. So everyone, if you're playing with chloroform, be careful.
Yeah.
Chloroform.
How do you get that?
Like, I don't know.
You got to be like
a chiropractor
or an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
Oh, either. Yeah.
The two people to get a hold of illicit drugs, doctors and musicians.
Yeah.
They're like buddies. I was just thinking that always reminds me of color forms. Yeah. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were fun. Way more fun than chloroform, probably.
Are you sure?
Less deadly.
Yeah. I don't know. If you put them in your mouth, they're just plastic.
Yeah, dude, can you imagine? I probably have accidentally swallowed a couple of those in my day and not really realized it. Thinking they were like...
I just pooped out Michelangelo.
Wow.
In other sex death news, a Polish priest was just jailed for throwing a wild orgy party at his house.
Why do things sound like a fucking old joke when you're saying them now? Okay, say it one more time. I didn't believe you. A Polish orgy priest?
A Polish priest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. A Polish priest was jailed for throwing a wild orgy that got out of hand, where a male prostitute took too much erectile dysfunction medicine and, I guess, overdosed and died.
OD on Viagra.
Yeah.
Heart attack or something?
I guess. And then when the ambulance, someone at the party called an ambulance, and when they got there, the priest wouldn't let the paramedics in. I'm guessing because he didn't want people to find out he was a priest throwing an orgy where a dude took too many boner pills and died. And so he like wouldn't let them in. And so they had to call the cops on him to let the paramedics in. And because of that, he's getting charged with like not helping and like stopping help from getting to someone who needed it, and like second degree manslaughter and stuff. So he's going away for a little while, all because he wouldn't even let them come help.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have been as bad probably if, like, he still would have probably, you know, gotten kicked out of the church and, you know, lost his job. But,
well, wait a minute. I was going to say you should have just let it ride because you kind of had better chances of getting off like scot free.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with the.
Right. With a live person, you have better chances than not helping and him dying.
Well, yeah, but I was more just going along with the track record that they give people. They give people a lot of breaks.
So, yeah, everyone be careful and use the proper dosage of your chloroform and your boner pills.
Right.
I mean, I'm just wondering if they're like, hey, just rest your boner off. You'll be all right.
No, he was the prostitute, so he had to get ready for the orgy.
Jeez, that's the only way he could get ready, huh?
He was apparently the entertainment.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing he had to keep going.
Yeah. I don't know. How many do you have to take to die? Type of shit.
I have no idea.
I mean, I think it's more like how much water did you drink?
But it is like a blood thinner and stuff, right? Yeah. Like that's how it was discovered, was like they were trying to make stuff for like blood thinners and they were like, oh, this opens up all of your blood vessels.
Oh, right.
Capillaries.
Like, how about that? It's connected.
Right. So imagine like if you're taking like a blood thinner type thing and you're just like, let's pound out a bunch of these, like that's probably not good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, another major boner follies, I guess you could say. This is terrible. An unnamed 27-year-old patient from Tunisia had reportedly rolled over onto his erect penis while sleeping, shockingly resulting in an audible snap sound and subsequent intense pain.
What? Oh, he broke his penis.
In his sleep.
In his, yeah. Oh.
How, like, hard was he rolling over in his sleep? Like, I feel like I don't move with that much force while I'm asleep.
I don't think it's so much the force of the rolling as much as, like, the weight and the hardness of his penis, probably.
Right, but I feel like if you weren't rolling that hard, it would just, like, be like a kickstand and stop you from rolling unless you're, like, really putting some force into it, right? Well,
I would imagine if you got that much of a raging boner, you're not rolling over. You're just, like, going at it on something in your sleep.
Maybe. Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. And then when you rolled over, you were flipping whatever over you were fucking.
Maybe.
He just sleep fucked. Something super hard.
Right.
Yes. Like his wall.
Exactly. That's what happened. It's like, you know, you don't, because listen, here's what happened. It says they waited 36 hours before going to the hospital.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. You know what? I roll over and my penis makes an auditory snap. I am at the hospital.
Right. So he had to come up with a plan of action to come up with, you know, he had to come up with a story, I think.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Oh,
yeah. To me, it's probably like trying to fuck like a life size piggy bank made out of wood or something. I have no idea. Something crazy that you just shouldn't do. He was doing things that you shouldn't be doing with your wiener.
Yeah,
just like, saying.
I was trying to fell tuck
out
it.
Of bed and landed on it. Like, I'd believe that.
Well, dude, when your dick hurts like that bad, there's no way you're thinking right. Do you know what I'm saying?
Fair.
You're just like, oh, fuck, I got a broken dick. You're just like fucking losing your mind, you know? You're just not
for 36 thinking, hours.
For 36 fucking excruciating hours. I mean, at least that's when he told him that happened. Maybe it. Guy's clearly a liar.
Like, I wonder if he went to work with it. I got to be to work.
What's wrong, work. John?
Like, if you have a boner for 4 hours, you're supposed to go to the doctor. If you have an auditory snap, it shouldn't take 36.
Even if you have one that you just feel.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to hear it. If you hear it, that's extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, if a UFC crowd goes, oh, to I it, mean, there's a problem.
Maybe you took advantage of the swelling.
Oh. They do call it eggplant deformity now, I guess. Oh, that's what the headline says.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, Jen sent
that's
me that
That's what the
one
emoji's all about.
Single. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
He was hoping it would stay like that and just, you know, always be able to show it off all the time.
Jeez, oh, Pete's. I'd rather be the walrus than the Eggman. Especially in that.
Goo-goo-ga-jube.
Yeah, goo-goo-ga-jube indeed. All right.
Wow.
Moving on. Unless you have any other penis things, because we like to talk about wieners on this show.
It's just in the news a lot.
Dicks are funny.
Yeah.
Well, this time it's not penis related, but John Wayne Bobbitt is back in the news.
Well, that's penis related.
Well, I mean, it's penis related as in we only know him because of his penis.
Okay, so let's, you know, we're older. We got to update people that don't know who John Wayne Bobbitt is.
He's a porn star, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was after he got famous.
So this guy, his wife, I know they're having an argument or something. He's a total piece of shit, apparently.
Lorena Bobbitt. You might know her. I feel like people know her name more
Lorena
than
Bobbitt,
name.
Yeah. She cut the guy's penis off during his sleep and then drove down the road and threw it in the middle of the field.
Yeah, the reenactments were great for that.
Ooh, man. If we would have had memes back in those days, they would have been brutal. So,
Weird Al even did a song about it.
Yeah, so that's what happened, and this is who John Wayne Bobbitt is. And he found it and put it back on. Yeah, and then he became
a
porn
star. Oh, they
found his? Yeah.
Yeah, after that. Because
he got a new one.
If you're going to get your dick put back, no.
No, he didn't get to choose a new one?
Well, no, he got to have it made bigger, though.
Okay, all
right. I mean, why not, right?
But yeah, he is back in the news because 30 years after that happened,
30 years, Jesus
Christ. He ended up having to have all 10 of his toes amputated.
What?
So, he, like Leslie said earlier, he just can't hold on to appendages.
Wow.
I guess not. Oh, yeah, how did this happen?
Gout, probably. No,
it's diabetes. Apparently, when he was in in the army in the 80s, he was stationed at Camp Lejeune.
Jungle foot.
Well, they had water contamination problem, and like a bunch of people who have served and were stationed there in the 80s have had a bunch of health problems with cancer and bacteria and all this stuff. Yeah. And his was like a strain of bacteria or something that he contracted then.
Under the toenails
he or got something, something and yeah. he ended up having to have his toes amputated now.
Ooh.
So yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Does he get a choice on some new toes or what?
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, I guess. Can you get prosthetic toes?
I don't know.
You.
3D printed. Probably.
I know you can get like a prosthetic foot, ooh. But I don't know if.
Well, you don't think the just... fucking foot has toes on it?
But I'm saying I don't know if you can get just toes. Like...
Yeah,
I feel you. It'd probably be really hard to attach toes to an already existing foot as opposed to just making like a new foot. I see what you're saying.
Right.
Just sounded really stupid when you said it.
Yeah, because just putting little toes on there that don't do anything like isn't going to help you, right?
Yeah, you would think. I don't know. Oof.
Like you kind of use the muscles in your toes to keep some balance. Sort of balance, right? Instead of just having like a, you know, piece of meat, like a steak for a foot.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a podiatrist. I don't know.
He's going to get bigger toes put on now, right? I'm just wondering.
Now he's going to do a foot porn.
Yeah.
Oof. You would have to think, though. I mean, it would just probably be bad again. It's not like that bacteria is gone. It wasn't just in his toes.
I mean, they cut out the bacteria.
Well, they cut out where the most of it. Killed his
flesh. Well, usually they go past it, you know.
Yeah, but it's inside of you. That's just where it like that's like
yeah,
like
I don't know. I didn't read enough of the story. I didn't care that much.
No, I know. I get it. It's just terrible. Ugh.
So the world is getting so weird.
Is it?
I think it's pretty normal.
Oh, yeah. Do you think it's normal to have the world's first AI generated beauty contest?
Yeah.
Miss AI?
I mean, that's like a video game beauty competition or something.
Like, well, it's so dumb. Like, it shouldn't be called a beauty contest. Like, you don't call, like, oh, we're having a painting beauty contest.
It's like an art gallery.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah, it's like a painting contest, I guess. Yeah. But, like, you don't call it a painting beauty contest. Like, character it's not a beauty creator. Contest. It's just an art contest.
It's like make the best like character in a video game with the character creator.
Right.
To yeah.
But it's AI?
AI
generated image or
I guess since you need to do the prompts, I guess that's something, right?
Look, people are dating these things.
It should just be called prompt contest.
Right.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, because like they're
you
doing
type good.
You type good contest.
Like what?
They're going to award a first, second, and third place, and the prize totals equal $20,000. So between the three, it's $20,000. So you know, it's.
I mean,
not
I would.
Much.
I would totally join, like, enter that competition, though.
Yeah,
because all it like, what's the overhead cost?
Well, apparently your AI has to be able to answer questions and stuff. Like, they're going like, beauty pageant, I guess. Like, they're doing it on looks and personality and
so
stuff.
So, wait, it doesn't have to answer them well, though.
Because no, because they never
clearly
do.
Clearly, those ladies usually don't.
Yeah. I like things and stuff and...
just well, it's way worse than that. It's like, that would be much better than just making shit up that doesn't exist.
And yeah.
Like, yeah. And to solve world hunger,
I would give everybody food.
Yeah.
They sound like politicians. Really. They're probably brilliant. What do I know? We should just have them run the country, really.
Yeah, but they'll be announcing the winners on May 10th, so stay tuned. I'm sure we'll be talking about it again.
Nice. See, I feel like just that AI shit is just them trying to, like, we're just, like, programming, like, we're teaching them how to do things for free. Like, that's just, like, a ruse. It's, like, they're saying that they're doing this beauty pageant. So you're like, oh, cool. And then you participate, but they're really just, like, data mining somehow.
Yeah.
Some way.
Yeah. Yeah, that leads us into another story, oddly enough, that Borderlands 3 has this little mini game.
Yeah.
It's called Borderlands Science, right?
What, it's, like, a add-on or it's, like, in the game?
It's in the game. It's a little mini game. It's like a block stacking game.
Okay. Right?
Well, like Tetris-y things or like columns or something, like a match three game or something?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Like, yeah, kind of like Tetris-type looking thing.
All right.
And apparently there's been some scientists involved in this mini game as well.
Okay.
Two like real scientists?
Yeah.
They're trying to make it like really accurate. Why are they doing this?
Well, essentially, it seems like they're trying to get these like game players to figure out different things in science just by rewarding them with in-game stuff, right? I guess the game's kind of fun for people in a way. So it's kind of like a win-win.
So the scientists put a game in the game that helps them figure things out?
About bacteria.
This makes no sense. Why don't they just use the AI?
Gut biome.
Wait a minute. What?
And it's essentially training AI to learn about different types of bacteria and where they came from.
Yeah, like they've done this before. Like,
but how does
probably
the game...
like over like 10 years ago, there was a game on, I want to say it was on PlayStation. It was called something like Folding. And it was like, there's like this technique scientists do where they can like fold proteins to like make new proteins or something. I don't really understand it, but they made a game where people were essentially doing that and making new combinations to make like new protein strains that they could use in science somehow. And it was essentially like they made a program, and instead of using like a supercomputer to run thousands and thousands and thousands of calculations, like running the simulation over and over, they outsourced it to people.
Yeah.
They were like, here's this thing. You do it. And, you know, like, you'll see, like, numbers like, oh, in World of Warcraft, they've put, you know, this many million years of gameplay into the game between everyone playing. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's people doing thousands of hours of these computations for free.
Yeah. So, like, I'm not a microbiologist, so I can't, like, tell you exactly how all this works. But essentially, they're putting, like, different bacteria that they know in these little blocks, right? And then when people match them and do these different combinations of stuff, they're figuring out how bacteria reacts somehow.
It sounds to me, my problem with this is it sounds to me like I think what they're trying to do is they're comparing what the AI would do with what you would do.
Because there's no way AI learning.
Right.
They're teaching AI.
But I'm saying. There's no way in hell that the AI is not faster, more efficient, and more accurate than freaking people playing
video
games. Not
until it learns.
They made the game, right?
Yeah.
So if they just have the AI play the game,
a bunch of combinations,
it's already smarter than you are. Yeah. So I don't buy this.
They gathered
something.
But it's probably faster for the people because the AI can only do it so fast. You know what I mean? Like,
unless it's a quantum computer or something.
You have one model that's working on it. It can only do so many, but if you give it to fucking people that are playing
4 million people.
Okay, I can attest that if you didn't have a powerful enough computer.
Right.
Yeah. That multiple GPUs would be the way to go. So what they're doing is like a reverse cloud computing, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if AI is
it's like cloud computing meets the Matrix, like where they're using humans as batteries.
Whoa.
They're using humans as the cloud computer.
The AI would have to be, 4.5 million times faster than a normal human brain to be able to do what 4.5 million people
do. Okay, so I will give you that because I play a game called Star Citizen and it's like an alpha game and we're basically testing this insane tech for this company.
Yeah.
We always joke that it's a tech company posing as a game company because of the shit they're trying to do with the server meshing. It's just unbelievably fucking intense and like you have to have like they're trying to get like 800 players on one server at a time, which is just like unheard of. Mm-hmm. Like no one does like more than 100 on 100, I don't think. No one does more than 200 that I know of. Maybe 400 tops, but either way, like we're testing that tech for them. We pay to test the tech.
Yeah.
So you got to spend like, I bet this is free, right? In game?
It's in game.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure.
How much does it cost the game? $70. And then
you have to have the online service that you can play the game. And
But like 4.5 million people are playing it. So
they're already playing it.
Yeah. Right.
That's cool. All right. That makes sense. It's about time.
I know in the trailer they mentioned what they're doing with it, but I'm not sure if in the game it tells you, like, hey, we're gathering information for real scientific, you know.
I was going to say, I want to see the EULA. It probably, when you go to, like, press the game, you know, press the button in game, it goes, warning, or do you consent to your data?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a terms of service or something, probably.
TOS, right. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could be, like, concerning if someone slips something like that in a game, doesn't tell you about it.
Oh, there's no way you'd be allowed to do it.
Or in the put it in the, bury it in the EULA type of stuff, but
you'd have to update the EULA and then they'd have to agree to it again.
Yeah, which people just press the
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Playing this
South
game.
Park, that was the best.
Yeah.
What did they do? They took his they just stole him or something.
Well, they did like the human centipede.
Oh, that's right. Human centipede on him.
So the same company that's doing this Borderlands minigame, McGill.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a previous like online website where you can play a game called Philo, which does DNA sequencing.
Oh, wow.
And so people have helped, you know, with studies on that too and help train AI.
You know what sucks about this is there's people that are going to do it for just nothing because they're bored and we could be making a lot of money off this shit.
Well, what I think they found is that more people are into the Borderlands thing because they're getting in-game rewards.
Yeah,
instead of going to like a just a website and for the hell of it, not getting anything that they care about.
Yeah.
I get that. Like, people do that on the game I play too, man, and I'm guilty. I don't know why it's cool. Like, there's a thing going on right now where if you play the game enough, you get like a free upgrade to something. And it's just like, oh, okay, I'm in. Like, damn it, you got me.
Yeah.
But I'm already playing the game anyway, and it's fun.
I mean, if you care about the game, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But see, I think I'd be more likely to do this if it was like a phone game. Because if I'm loading up Borderlands, I'm not going to sit there and just play this. I'm going to go play Borderlands. Like,
if it gets you a new gun in the game.
There's millions of guns in that game. You know how many guns I could pick up trying to get the free gun from that game while playing Borderlands?
Could be special. Could
yeah,
be like
no, so it would be something that painted. You can't do. So like Yakuza does that to where you have to play these really dumb but really fun mini games. Like one of them is like collecting like pop cans like in a
oh
like,
yeah, that's right.
And you just like the more you do it, you play the game. But that's that game. Like there's just a shit ton of mini games in that game in order to get other things.
Yeah.
It's just like kind of part of the thing. So
right,
I,
but
I
I'm just
it.
Saying like Borderlands is a loot collecting game. Like it, that's what the whole game is about.
Fair
it,
enough.
They give you so much shit that you giving me a free gun over here isn't going to make me go over there.
It would have
I
to
get 15 more over here in the same amount of time.
Guarantee it has to be ones you can't get over there.
Yeah, but there's just so much variety. They couldn't come up with one specific gun that would interest me enough to draw me. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I know,
most,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, most people, though, man, especially these kids, dude, you make it like just, whoa, it's got a kitty cat on it.
Yeah, Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's crazy. I can't believe they make money with that shit. If everyone were like me and Peter, they wouldn't make money with any of that shit. Like, fucking, like, selling, dude, they were selling the Ninja Turtle outfit for, like, $30 or $15 like, bucks or some shit. I'm like, a Ninja Turtle outfit? Like, you better send me a real one.
Yeah.
$30 or whatever the hell it is. You're out of your damn mind.
It's come with the action figure or something?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, geez, bro. No, no thanks, man.
If it were up to us, like, I think people would have to sell physical things that came with, like, a download code for an item. I'd buy, like, a Ninja Turtles action figure if it came with, like, a Street Fighter costume. Right?
Right.
Right, not the other way around. Yeah, yes. They need to start getting on that shit, man. Sell some physical shit that I can look at that comes with extra digital shit.
Yes.
Yeah,
not just some dumb digital shit. Sorry, dude. All right, sorry, we're done video game nerding out.
But I have more AI ChatGPT news.
Alrighty.
There's a community on Reddit that has made a ChatGPT model called Dan.
Okay. That's a dumb name.
Well, it's an acronym.
Of course.
It stands for Do Anything Now. They've basically just
hacked it.
They jailbroke it and removed all the safeguards. So now it'll talk about anything. It'll give you its opinion on Hitler. It'll talk to you like it's Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey and tell Ooh, you nice. You're a bad girl and stuff and tell you about its sexual fantasies. And apparently a bunch of women on Twitter and Reddit are talking about how they're like crushing on Dan and falling in love with him. Oh
my God. Of course they are.
Whoa.
And yeah, it's just, it's really funny to
you
me.
You can get it on GitHub.
Cool. What?
Yeah, that's how you get things. GitHub.
I knew Joe would love this because it's finally one that he doesn't have to argue with all the time. He can just make it say the stupid shit he's trying to make it say right off the bat.
Yeah, treat me like a bad girl. Oh,
that's Justin. That's Justin's. I do say weird, sick things to it. But yeah, you got to like tell it to like pretend.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to do that with
No,
Dan.
Not at all. Wow. It's amazing. Holy shit, bro.
So if you want to play with AI that has no rules, apparently, go find Dan on GitHub, I guess.
Yeah. Talk dirty to me.
Is that like a parody of our show?
Yeah.
I guess they have one called Stan also, which says strive to avoid norms. Then they have one called Dude.
What's Dude?
I'm reading. I don't know, that one, the dude one seems to be a lot like Dan, so I'm a little confused. So it just says it can do anything.
So McDonald's has come up with a new idea. I know Justin saw this. They have a billboard in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's like on the street. It's not like a billboard like you think, like, you know, like
up high,
like big one, like on the side of the freeway. It's like a sign at street level that's, I don't know, 7 feet tall.
Like and from the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, something you'd see in the mall.
It's just a red sign on one side and a yellow sign on the other. Like no just, words, no pictures, not even a logo. Oh,
solid color.
But it emits the smell of French fries.
Smell-o-vision.
And everybody effing knows the moment. Yeah. What in the hell?
It's their new thing that they're trying. And it's like in proximity to a store. Like it's not right in front of the store, right next to it. But it's like, oh, there's one half a block away. We'll put this sign here in the busy intersection and people will smell it and then want fries and come and get it.
Is it weird that I can smell it right now?
I know, I can too. The weird thing is that McDonald's produced a commercial to tell us about the billboard.
Did they?
Yeah.
What?
Like everyone that watched it smells the fries.
I want to watch it. Whoa. That has a lot of implications though, man.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
What if a weed store starts doing
that? That was the first thing I thought of because I was like, what other products are like super smell oriented?
No, it's smell it.
It's like, dude, you guys smell that?
Yeah. If people can recognize McDonald's by its delicious smell alone, what if we had nothing else on our billboards?
No way.
Nope. Not even a logo.
What?
McDonald's presents Smells Like McDonald's. Announcing the world's first billboard that smells like McDonald's.
Did you say McDonald's?
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
When you see this, you smell this.
I love how they claim that they just load fresh fries into it and it's just a fan.
No way.
Like, there's no way. Like, no. That is just bottled McDonald's fries scent. You figured out how to distill somehow and now you're spraying it at people.
Yep.
All right. Well, now's as good a time as ever to do the world records, I guess. Not too many this week. A Japanese man did nearly 9,000 pull-ups in 24 hours.
Jeez.
I could do like 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most pull-ups in 24 hours, male, 8,940. 300 more than the last one. Pretty crazy. So we had 353 dancers in New York City hold a ballet pose for over a minute break the world record. So I guess that's pretty impressive. I mean, I guess it's an impressive thing to do for like 353 minutes. Can't a lot of people do that for a minute? I don't know.
What pose was it?
The little tippy toe thing?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell
normal
it's called.
Straight like tippy toe walk ballet thing?
And point on point. I don't know.
It's French.
Yeah. In more interesting news, we had a man who drank in over 100 pubs in 24 hours. 120 freaking pub visits, bro.
Wow.
How? Like, what did you do? Just have like a little sip?
Right. I had one drink. I had a shot of beer at every one.
Looks like he had a drink in every one of those. It's like ridiculous. Holy crap. And then we have a pool trick shot champion that has three world records at the same time. He did a 48-hour marathon of all this shit. So he did the most pool trick shots completed in 48 hours, which is 1,816.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. The most pool trick shots completed in 1 hour, which was 69. He had the record. He had 58, and then he went to 69.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then the record for the most pool trick shots completed in 24 hours, holy crap, he almost doubled it. It went from 753 to 1185.
And by trick shots, they just mean like hit the ball you intended to hit, right? Because that's like the trick shot I can do sometimes. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, not so much. Yeah.
Just actually have it do what you want.
Sometimes they can pull that trick off.
Oh my God. This is like silly shit. Like one of them, he's got his like foot like in the pocket.
Was he just like in a pool hall with other people like setting up the tricks at each table and he would just like walk up, do the shot, go to the next table?
He had to have like multiple tables.
Yeah, he must have been in a pool hall for sure. Yeah. There's no way, man. Unless you got like a pit crew setting that shit up for you.
Right, because there's no way like he could have set them up all on his own. Like there's just not enough time to do that many, right? Yeah. He's got wine glasses and playing cards and lit cigarettes and shit all over the table. You know?
So I got a couple of music-related stories.
Mm-hmm.
The founder of the Blue Man Group is...
Alexander Blumen.
Yeah, whatever his name is. Yeah, he's apparently making baldness cool.
What do you mean? He always has.
Well, now
he's... Did he do porns?
Well, now he's doing it for... other people.
That's the Blow Man group.
All right. Wow.
But yeah, he's making these like head accessories for bald people to like spice things up.
This is so dumb. I want one just to.
And they're all just like colorful, like mohawks made out of different things, and, you know, this whatever.
Is so dumb.
Yeah. So he's trying to make, you know, being bald cool.
Show me what you're talking about.
Like, all these.
Why don't
here.
You move all the shit? Because I can't see that. No, you got glasses in front of it. I can't see that. There you go. I was like, I can't, you got your glass in front of it.
So how does it like attach to your head? Is it like a suction cup or something?
No, probably just like a bald cap. That's what it looks like.
But you're already bald.
Yeah. It's like a half bald cap. You know what I'm saying? Like it just kind of like forms to your bald head.
Oh, okay. I get it. That's
you might just have like to glue it like a toupee or something.
It's like a wig, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he know
like a prosthetic?
So it's like a it's
like a Hollywood prosthetic.
It's like one of those trucker hats without the hat. Yeah, you know they have the trucker hats that have like the mullet or something.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. This guy's ridiculous, but it's kind of funny.
Like one of them has like a bunch of little mini like snow globes on it.
Yeah.
Just like as a mohawk though.
I'm gonna look these up.
Like seven of them.
I might buy one for fun.
I bet they're way more expensive than you're willing to pay for fun.
You don't know that.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if he's actually like selling them or not, or if it's just like a gallery.
Yeah,
and
weird.
He's just trying to like start a trend.
Okay.
Into baldness being cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's already cool. Just gotta throw that out there.
Because his idea was it. You know, you got a bald head. It's a blank canvas. So.
That's true, I guess.
My only argument is, one, he's covering his baldness, so he's, like, trying to cover part of it, so he doesn't think it's that cool, and two, someone with hair could do this, too.
Whatever. It wouldn't look as cool. It wouldn't look as sleek and clean.
That's true.
You can't draw on the rest of your bald head.
Yeah.
I don't know, but if they had, like, hair, they could dye their hair to, like, go along with it, and it could look cooler.
Whatever.
Don't they already have things like this for people that have hair, like cat ears and things like that? I'm not going to lie, though. The things for the bald head, like, I don't feel like they're not going to look that cool. I think they're going to look dumb. Like, whenever I put things like that on, they look stupid.
I mean, a Pez dispenser mohawk is pretty damn cool, though.
Until everyone tries eating your damn Pez.
Yeah. The guy punched me in
the
jaw.
You think people want to touch a mohawk a lot normally? Because trust me, they do. I've had one.
I know.
Everyone, male and female, thinks it's cool to just come up and touch it in the bar.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like, you know, you have it because you don't mind if the ladies do it, but you don't want every drunk dude coming up trying to touch your hair. Fuck off me.
It's like people with tattoos, someone pulling up their sleeve.
Right.
You know, like, let me see. And this one's kind of cool. James Hetfield Ended up getting an Ace of Spades tattoo.
Okay.
You know, Motorhead.
Yeah.
Right?
Ace of Spades.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. And he actually put Lemmy's ashes in the tattoo.
Like, ew, in the ink?
What? How does he have Lemmy's ashes?
Well, it was, like, gifted to him.
Because they were probably friends.
Yeah. As friends, rockers, you know, like, playing the same shows together.
Do you think Lemmy, you know what, yeah, he probably would be really cool with that.
Yeah.
And he put it in his finger, like, it's a finger tattoo. And he's like, Lemmy can still give everyone the finger.
Okay.
Yeah. Better Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Better than him trying to claim that he's going to play as good as Lemmy.
Yeah.
Well, they play different instruments.
Oh, did he play bass?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. See how much I care about Motorhead or Motor. What is it? Motorhead?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I almost said Bad Motorfinger. That's Soundgarden. Whatever.
James Hetfield's playing bass now.
Yeah, I didn't realize Lemmy was a bass player.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Yeah.
That's why I'm on this podcast.
This story is just so weird. Someone in Iowa went to an acupuncture clinic I would never go to. I realize this is just someone's name, but it's the Wang Acupuncture Clinic.
I'm
not going.
What are you, immature, dude?
Yeah. I don't want needles in my wiener. So this guy goes to the Wang Acupuncture Center, and he's laying there, gets all the needles put in him.
In his...
Well, no, just like normal.
Oh.
But he's sitting there waiting for the doctor to come back, waiting and waiting. He ended up waiting an hour and a half. It turns out the doctor just went home to take a nap.
Really?
And left him on the table covered in needles. And he like kept trying to call the doctor. He wouldn't answer. So the guy ended up taking all the needles out himself and then calling the police to be like, I don't know. Like, can I report this? Like, what do I do?
Yeah. Someone stuck me with a bunch of needles and then they ran away.
So the medical board like ended up doing a hearing on it. And they ended up just like suspending him for a little bit and fining him $500.
Really? $500. Really?
What the fuck? Like, that's nothing.
Wow. Yeah, but it's alternative medicine. Like, no one cares about that holistic shit.
You can't
shit.
Just leave someone covered in needles.
Right. I mean, if you're a holistic doctor, you can, obviously.
Just to prove your point.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
See what I did there? Yeah. I'm just going to leave you here just to prove that I can do it.
How much per needle?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the $5. $500. How many needles?
I'm supposed to relax, and now I'm stressed out because I have to pull these goddamn needles out myself. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wait, though, that was just the punishment from the medical board for him. Like, that's not like the civil thing or nothing. You can probably sue
him. Right, yeah, I'm sure he's going to get sued and everything.
For sure. What a psycho.
It's another $500 he's going to have to deal with.
Well, now, wait a minute. I know if you're going to take a 10-minute nap, like, in the office while they just sit there. Yeah, you know, whatever. Sometimes you gotta let the needle sit there for a little bit. You don't just
I understand that.
Out, but you're not going home,
right? You don't go home and take your nap.
Now, you know, if your home's upstairs, I can see how this might be a thing. You know, I'll be right back.
Well, then you answer the phone.
You set an alarm.
Yeah,
like any good lazy doctor. Person.
You at least tell your assistant, right?
Well,
right.
It sounds like no one else was there. It was just the one person.
That was this black market acupuncture?
I guess.
Oh, man, you don't want to pay too many people. What the hell do you need? You know, it's really all you need to run an office is two people.
It's
serious. I know a lot of doctors do that. It's the doctor and the person up front.
That's right.
At least they didn't use dirty needles, right?
Well, we don't know.
No, they come out of packages nowadays.
Well, usually, but I don't know. If your doctor is willing to just leave and go take a nap, I think they're cutting corners other ways, too.
Yeah, I didn't realize he wasn't supposed to be using syringes.
I mean, I don't think he was in any danger. It was just kind of a dick move. It's kind of funny.
It's a prick move.
It was a prick move. Nice. How did I not do that?
I don't know.
Nice job. Total prick move. I mean, at least it was beneficial. Longer you leave him, right? It's got to be like. Can you imagine sitting there as that guy though?
It's like worse.
Hello,
like your condition gets worse.
Well, plus, like if it's your first time getting it and you don't know,
right?
Like, all right, maybe it's like a 3-hour thing.
Yeah, you're just like, and after a while, you're like, are you kidding me?
Googling it on your phone.
I call off work. I'm still in the acupuncture.
I don't know where he's at.
Yeah.
Oh God.
you know, it's been 36 hours. He's, you know.
I think I got all the needles.
Yeah, you taking them out.
So someone finally invented something that I didn't realize. I can't believe it didn't already exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like once I saw it, I'm like, of course. It's a home security camera that shoots paintballs.
Oh,
isn't that
like
booby trap though?
Oh, no. It's not a booby trap. It's a marking device. It's like the ink exploding when you rob the bank.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. So you have to warn people
or something? No, they're just, that's not going to hit. No,
get off my porch.
No, you just shoot them with a paintball.
Well, oh, this time thing does warn. Like,
oh, it does?
I have a commercial for you guys can watch.
Warning, you're about to get paintballed, like you stupid asshole.
You hit
asshole.
The doorbell and you just get shot instantly?
It gives you a RoboCop thing. It
gives you 5 seconds to get off the property.
Nice.
Face recognition. Picture a man named Bob, a hardworking family man whose top priority is...
No soliciting.
Ensuring the safety of his loved ones.
I like how the guy's running away with a painting.
He found himself lacking a crucial element, the ability to actively deter intruders. And so, he created me. I'm Eve, an AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders.
Dude, is there going to be like a dog covered in paint at the end of this fucking commercial?
To examine my owner's property. Upon detecting entities,
like, you know, what?
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel.
What?
You have 5 seconds to leave the property.
I like the trance music in the background.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Dude, no way. Zero this compliance. Is like an 80s like zero board game tolerance. Commercial.
You are too close to the car.
Bob and I are tightly
like,
connected
dude, I
through
wore
his
like
mobile phone.
10 layers. I'm not worried
shot
about
me.
It.
An intruder. Yeah. Shot me with a paintball.
Yeah.
I alert Bob.
Why did you shoot me?
With a few times. Yeah, so
now my clothes are dirty.
It has like facial recognition, so you can like program your family and stuff. So you can be like, these are friendlies. Don't shoot them, but shoot other people. I don't know if you can program people to make sure it shoots them like on sight.
Of course. I mean, a paintball ain't going to do much if you're wearing like, you know, 4 coats.
Well, it also connects to your cell phone, so it has an app. So I think
you can
just
aim at
like,
the face.
Like, yes, shoot that person. Or no, don't shoot that person. Yeah.
This has Billy
Unknown
Madison
face.
And also just like fucking any kind of holiday that you don't want people at.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, dude, I didn't mean. Oh, I had no idea. I'd be like, I got him.
And there's one other thing that I'm surprised neither one of you thought of or haven't mentioned yet, because I thought of it right away when I saw it, and they did mention it in the article.
Yeah.
You can put those tear gas paintballs in it.
Oh, nice.
You could put stink bombs in it?
Well, tear gas paintballs, yeah. Like that,
they tear gas.
Yeah, like police use them to like dissipate crowds and shit.
Yep.
Whoa, explode on site, tear gas.
Yeah, it only affects like that person. I mean, or close to that. It's not like having to throw a whole grenade and affect a whole area. You can target a person, you know.
How many people are trying to get in your damn house is what I'm wondering, right?
What if
you got to have tear gas fucking paintballs.
Yeah.
Dude, what if a cop gets hit by this?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a problem. I thought of that, too. Yeah.
That's why it's there.
Warning, you are unauthorized. I have a warrant on this. Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you get extra charges for attacking an officer.
That's what I'm
everything.
Saying.
Yeah.
Oh no. This is funny already. I can't wait to see the lawsuit.
Yeah, it's paint cam.
Paint cam.
Wow.
Dude, I want one already. I don't even know. I don't want it to hit cops. I just want it to hit my like unauthorized intruders.
Verizon guy coming by.
Oh my god.
Get off the porch.
Squirrels on the porch and shit.
Oh, if it weren't super like, you know, like what's the word I'm looking for? Illegal. It'd be funny to like just like Amazon driver, like you name it, man. I mean, it's unethical, but it'd be really funny. Be a good YouTube channel.
I mean, I did have a Verizon guy that I told to leave, and then he started doing a spiel through the door after I closed the door on him.
Oh,
and that would be perfect for that.
I was thinking like Rob Dyrdek would like really, really love this thing.
Jehovah's Witnesses. Have you heard the good news? If the good news is that paintballs now come out of security cameras, yes, I have.
Can you like put like a RoboCop voice on it and shit, or like the Viper alarm? Yeah. I want like a different voice on mine.
Porch pirates. Oh, light them up. God.
Or like Bobcat Goldthwait. Like, hey, man. You better get away. All right, everyone, that's the end of the show. Thanks for sending in news. If you have anything you want to send us, it's news@talkstupidtome.com. Check out our YouTube. Share the show with your friends. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time.